the Dreamliner gets a new power plant. Looking for a growing segment of aviation? Look to light sport aircraft. And aviation is the world's 19th largest economy. Welcome to Aero News. It's Thursday, March 22, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Completing what Boeing officials called the most robust flight test program in company history, the FAA has issued an amended type certificate to Boeing for the 787-8 Dreamliner, equipped with the General Electric GE-NX engines. The amended type certificate from the FAA formally recognizes that the 787 with GE engines has demonstrated compliance with rigorous federal regulations. Larry Loftus, Vice President and General Manager of the 787 program, said, quote, "This is a great day for our customers and for our team, who worked tirelessly to ensure that the Dreamliner offers breakthrough fuel efficiency, unprecedented performance, and new levels of comfort," end quote. Initial type certification of the 787 with Rolls-Royce engines took place in August of 2011. Each new combination of an airframe type and engine requires additional certification to validate the integrity of the design. Acting like the adolescent that it is, the light sport aircraft category is expected to show another rapid spurt of growth, increasing by 4% in 2013, compared to the overall growth rate of the rest of general aviation at a mere 0.6%. Then for the next 9 years, LSA is expected to show a steady growth rate of 2% annually. This projection comes from the EAA's analysis of the FAA's annual aviation forecast released last week. If correct, the LSA operating fleet will have grown to more than 10,000 aircraft by 2032, with almost 14,000 sport pilots projected by then. Elsewhere, the forecast says the number of active GA pilots will grow by 0.3%, even though the number of student pilots is expected to decrease by 0.1% over the same period of time. The FAA report goes on to say it is cautiously optimistic that, quote, "the hard impact of the recession on the business jet market may have come to an end, and demand for business jet aircraft is beginning to recover," end quote. The agency also predicts that business usage of GA aircraft will expand at a faster pace than that for personal and recreational use. In an unrelated report, the air transport industry may be more important to the global economy than most of us realize. Over 56 million jobs worldwide and $2.2 trillion in GDP are supported by aviation, according to a new report released Wednesday at the Global Aviation and Environment Summit in Geneva. The report, Aviation Benefits Beyond Borders, was produced by the Air Transport Action Group, ATAG, and Oxford Economics. Paul Steele, executive director of ATAG, the global association that represents air transport, says, quote, "It's a fascinating look at the scope of the aviation industry and our role in the world when you realize that aviation, if it were a country, would be the 19th largest economy in the world," end quote. Of the 56.6 million jobs supported by aviation, there are 8.4 million people directly employed by the sector, 9.3 million jobs at aviation industry suppliers, and 4.4 million jobs are induced through spending by aviation industry employees. Other facts uncovered in the report, available at www.aviationbenefitsbeyondborders.org, include: there are 1,568 commercial airlines, 3,846 commercial airports, 192 air traffic control providers, and 23,844 aircraft in service. I hope you were taking notes. There could be a test just later. And as long as we're talking air transport here, do you ever wonder how the big leasing companies decide how many aircraft to purchase for placement? At the International Society of Transport Aircraft Trading Conference, held in Scottsdale, Arizona, Henry Corpron, CEO of International Lease Finance Corporation, and Stephen Udvar-Hazy, head of Air Lease Corporation, outlined their tactics for purchasing aircraft to lease. The Wall Street Journal quotes Udvar-Hazy as saying, quote, "We order 50% of the airplanes we think we can place," end quote. But he also said that leasing companies need to be ready for an aging fleet which will see more older aircraft in the next 7 to 8 years than ever before. Corpron, on the other hand, said that the big leasing companies often must speculate, saying, quote, "You can't wait around for the market to be there and show up with your big bag of money," end quote. He said speculation pays off when the leasing company is among the first to offer airplanes with the latest technology. Corpron also said that plane makers tend to load up their order books with airplanes they know won't be delivered in an effort to drive up the numbers. Still to come, the IRS says aircraft management fees could be taxable. Air Canada's primary maintenance provider has initiated bankruptcy proceedings. And the wizards at ILM weigh in on the flying birdman. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, March 22, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. In an IRS memo acquired by ANN, the agency sets tax policy which could have serious tax consequences for business jet management companies. One decisive factor is who employs the pilots. According to the IRS memo, if an airplane owner hires a management company to maintain its aircraft, and the management company is required to provide qualified pilots and crew, as well as make arrangements for maintenance and insurance, then the management company is providing taxable transportation services. The IRS concluded that, quote, control of an aircraft's pilots is a factor for determining who has possession, command, and control of an aircraft. Also, when determining who has control over the pilots, the ability to direct the pilots as to destination and time of flights should not be considered determinative, end quote. Canadian MRP provider Avios has initiated proceedings under the Companies Creditors Arrangement Act, CCAA, in Canada. As of March 18, 2012, Avios ceased its airframe maintenance service operations and will make decisions with respect to its other operations as it seeks court protection to allow it a period of time to assess its options. Avios employs approximately 2,600 employees across Canada. In a news release, the company said it was forced to file CCAA proceedings, in part due to uncertain work volume across its business lines from Avios' principal customer, Air Canada. Since the beginning of the year, Air Canada is alleged to have reduced, deferred, and canceled maintenance work, which resulted in approximately $16 million in lost revenue in less than 2 months, while Avios remained ready, willing, and able to perform such work. In its own release, Air Canada said that it was disappointed at Avios' decision to reject its offer of $15 million in emergency financing, saying the financing could have assisted in stabilizing Avios for the benefit of its employees and stakeholders and supported an orderly restructuring. For its part, Air Canada claims it has been very supportive of Avios and has provided financial and other assistance to the company. Since the beginning of 2011, Air Canada has undertaken 135 airframe checks and Avios performed 123, or 91% of them. As well, Avios performed 52 of 56, or 93% of engine checks performed for Air Canada. The airline, meanwhile, has activated a contingency plan it says will ensure that maintenance work continues in full compliance with all regulatory requirements. Boeing and the Civil Air Navigation Services Organization, or CANSO, have called on the aviation industry to accelerate the pace of change in air traffic management improvements by taking advantage of existing aircraft capabilities. At the 6th Aviation and Environment Summit in Geneva, Switzerland, on Wednesday, the two entities issued a joint technical paper outlining critical actions necessary to achieve the industry goal of 95 to 98% efficiency in air traffic management by 2050. Neil Planzer, Vice President of Air Traffic Management, Boeing Flight Services, says, quote, the capabilities of today's high-technology airplanes are underutilized in the current constrained and outdated ATM system, undermining the profitability of the aviation industry. We are fully committed to supporting a long-term modernization effort such as CSAR and NextGen without losing sight of improvements we can make today. End quote. The publication, titled Accelerating Air Traffic Management Efficiency, A Call to Industry, outlines critical actions needed to improve the worldwide air traffic management system. It profiles successful projects from around the world and highlights areas where aviation stakeholders can work together to deliver efficiency improvements. Looking to go boldly or otherwise where no man has gone before, NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, has issued a NASA Research Announcement, NRA, for advanced development proposals to support the nation's next heavy-lift rocket, the Space Launch System. NASA is soliciting proposals from industry and academia for innovative advanced development in areas including concept development, trades and analysis, propulsion, structures, materials, manufacturing, avionics, and software. These efforts will focus on affordability and sustainability of the SLS as it evolves from a 70 metric ton vehicle to a 130 metric ton vehicle. Mindy Niedermeyer, the evaluation team chair, says, quote, "It's an exciting time for NASA. These solutions will create entirely new developments in space technology, taking humans farther in space than ever before," end quote. NASA anticipates making multiple awards in response to this solicitation with approximately $48 million in total funding. The deadline for submitting proposals is May 15, 2012. A quick note before we close. In our story yesterday about the renewed search for Amelia Earhart, we incorrectly identified her airplane as a Lockheed Vega, knowing full well it was a Lockheed Electra. We apologize for the error. Is it real or is it Memorex? Well, it doesn't take much these days for a video to go viral on the internet, what with YouTube and the like. One of the latest is of a man purportedly flying under his own power by flapping his arms and flying like a bird. Gizmodo.com took the video to Ryan Martin, technical director of George Lucas's Industrial Light and Magic, and a dozen other ILM wizards and asked for their opinion. Their comments noted the weight ratios were all wrong, the physics didn't add up, the video was shaky and out of focus, a dead giveaway, they say. And finally, one employee commented, quote, "The most steady head I've ever seen on a guy flapping his arms in order not to break every bone in his body." Well, the verdict was unanimous. It's a fake. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's just me. I'm Glenn Moyer, and you've been listening to Aero News. We invite you to subscribe to our Aerocast at iTunes or at www.aero-news.net. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.